Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Facts, yeah, you loved me.
You loved me,
so what
bro.
Side are you going to show him?
Why are you posting pictures of him for?
You're
you don't even
liar.
Care.
You're a liar.
I can have you back tomorrow. Ah.
Right, guys, welcome back. It is episode 297.
It is episode
three episodes away from the three dub.
Facts.
And you might be wondering, if you pay attention, we only do odd numbers on. Yeah. We only do odd numbers out here.
Yeah.
The public only get to see the odd numbers, so you're not going to see episode 300.
Yeah, man.
Until you head on over to Patreon. I don't usually plug it until a little bit further in the episode, but it's the time is nigh. The time is nigh, bro.
Always.
And then you have to jump in.
Yeah.
So head on over to patreon.com/ingigs. Mm. Pay your boys a cheeky £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P to S&G. And you can hear us talk about the gossip that we like to talk about.
As
there's certain things
usual.
That we don't like to talk about for the public to hear. Mm. Like backstage, your boys like to cook some stuff.
Yeah.
Turns out I've got a whetstone at home. Do you?
Facts.
I sharpen my own knives. Do you?
Facts. Do you?
Stay peeling potatoes,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah,
puree
yeah.
in them joints.
Yeah, of course.
Do you? You wouldn't know that about us. That's something you didn't know about us. Mm. Unless you jump over on Patreon.
Facts.
And speaking of things that you didn't know about us, did you know that sometimes, because your boys are booked and busy, we like to have someone supplement our meals for us?
You know.
We said it.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm too famous to step into Waitrose, okay?
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
I just can't deal with the pictures and the autographs.
Exactly. I want stuff delivered to the yard.
But I still
want
to cook it.
Exactly.
I don't want, it's not a microwave job.
Exactly.
I want to feel
like I'm chefing up.
Like I'm chefing up. I want to feel important. Yeah. I want to feel like a man.
Yeah.
And the only way to do that sometimes with HelloFresh.
Facts.
All right, we're not going to, you know how we do it? We say juicy at the beginning of the episodes. We go straight into the IG question. So we're not going to take too much time to talk about HelloFresh right now.
Mm.
So we're going to pause that. Get on with the IG question,
yeah, man.
And we'll get into details later.
Let's go.
All right, let's jump in.
IG question of the week was, what's a minor inconvenience that can ruin your day?
Bro, I've got a million of these.
I can't wait for you to
I've got
me.
A slip, I was going to swear, I've got a slipping, dipping million of these.
Let's go.
Say, go.
What's a minor inconvenience that can ruin your day? Sharting.
Wow, not one of that. That's not mine.
Off the
sharting.
Cuff. Sharting.
Bro, I remember hearing one time, I don't know if it was on a podcast or something else, just hearing about, this is so grim to start the episode.
Yeah.
How complicated your balloon knot is.
Okay.
And how complex an organism your butthole is.
Okay, talk to me.
And that it can actually, like the nerves in it can obviously sense the difference between like solids, liquids, and gases. So you know if you, so like the sensation in your guts.
Yeah.
Is the same either way.
Okay.
Whether you've got, whether you need to duke, diarrhea, or just pop, your butt knows.
Yeah.
But no one knows why your butt knows. It just knows.
Okay.
So like, if I need to fart, I'm confident that even though my stomach's bubbling, once daddy just relaxes a little bit, it's just air coming out.
Yeah.
So knows that.
Yeah.
So when we're sharting, something between the blood brain barrier is off.
Yeah, I hear you.
And I'm not dealing with that.
Mm,
And first of all, this is like ninth of all, minor inconvenience.
Yeah.
Your pants.
Sharting, bro. Yeah, that's
Brocking doo-doo in your pants is a minor inconvenience that's ruined your day.
Yeah, but it's sometimes people don't know that they're gonna leave a couple specs when they're farting.
Yeah, but I'm assuming if you've done it and you know you've left something in there, you're finding out there and then.
Yeah, you're going to find out there and then. But
so I'm saying that's not a minor inconvenience.
Don't get me wrong.
That's the worst possible thing I can imagine.
Yeah. Especially if it's like a liquidy-esque type.
That's not me being, annoying.
Another one bites the
dust. Not again.
Yeah.
Thank God I bought spares.
Who's bringing spares?
I'm going back home. That's what I'm saying.
I'm going back home.
It's not minor inconvenience. The day's chalked.
Fact. I was literally going to say that word for word. The day is chalked. The day is chalked, bro. Yeah.
All right, say less.
Sharting. All right, what's a minor inconvenience that ruins your day? Finding out your crush got into relationship.
Oh my God. There's not enough F's in this facts, bro. There isn't. That's stomach churning.
Yeah, finding out your ex got into a relationship. No, your ex, sorry, your crush.
Your crush
got into a relationship, yeah.
That's, butters.
Yeah, that is butters.
X is butters. Bad as well. Not for I me, mean, not usually.
To an extent.
It's, yeah.
It's most, a crush would, yeah, that would break
a
me.
A crush would murk me.
Yeah.
But sometimes in an ex, like, when they're in a new relationship, this hasn't happened to me in flipping years.
Yeah.
But, like, I sometimes think that, like, but you don't love him, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because the way you were with me, the way you loved
yeah,
me.
That was your true self. Whatever you give to my man is a facade. It's a facade.
Facts, yeah, you loved me.
You loved me,
so what
bro.
Side are you gonna show him?
Why are you posting pictures of him for? You don't even care.
You're a liar.
I can have you back tomorrow. What is this? Like, I don't understand why you're trying
why are
so hard.
Why these games?
Bro.
That's hilarious.
Oh, it's mad, bro.
But you love me. Jokes. When I'm actually in the mood to do my chores and my mum shouts, go do the dishes. That's jarring. That's very, very jarring. When you're in a space, right, and you know them days where you wake up and you're in a good mood, you feel like, oh, let me just clean the living room. Let me
just do
something.
Yeah, facts.
And your mum's just like, oh, go do this, go do that. I was like, I was going to do it anyway.
Bro.
Don't ruin my mood. Let me clean, let me do whatever I need to do in my own time.
This whole I was going to do it anyway thing, that's just what when I said before, I've got problems with authority.
Authority, yeah.
I've got problems. Yeah. I could have a dish in hand.
Yeah.
And then all my mum would have to say is like, oh, good, because I was going to tell you to do that anyway. Promise you I'm dropping it. Promise you I'm dropping it on the floor. You don't tell me what to do. I'm a grown ass man. You don't tell me what
I
to do.
I promise you I'm dropping it on the floor.
Bro, I can't handle stuff like that.
Oh, it's jarring.
Ruins your day.
It's jarring.
That's spot on minor inconvenience. Ruins your day.
Ruins your day. I remember one. Oh. Obviously, I used to work in hospitality. And this is when I was still living back at my mum's. I'd gone home probably for, I could have still been living in London before I moved to Manny. And I think my mum had friends, you know what parents are like when they got their people over, like their friends or whatever, they want to go a little bit overboard, especially when it comes to their
showing
kids.
Off.
Yeah, showing off is the word.
Showing off is the word.
And my mum asked me to get her some food. She was chilling with one of her friends in Liverpool. I can't remember who it was. She asked me to get her food. My mum food from the kitchen. So I did. I can't remember what dish it was. I got some food and I went back to my room because I was leaving them to it. And my mum said, how can you give me a plate this cold? It was a hot food, by the way. How can you give me a plate this cold? Don't you work in the kitchen?
I think you've told me that before.
I wanted to scream, James.
Fam, I would front kick the plate straight.
I was like, first of all, I don't work in the kitchen.
Yeah. Don't you work in the kitchen?
I don't work in a kitchen, my G.
Facts.
Get your facts straight. Are you my mother or not? Do you know me or not?
100%.
Bro, I was fumed. Don't say stuff like that because you got friends around.
Bro.
I was livid.
How can you give me a plate that's called don't you work in a kitchen? That's so disrespectful.
Am I your child or not?
That's so disrespectful. Wow.
I couldn't believe it.
Bro, that's all that because this is why I sometimes do wish I was brought up with more of an iron rod because my tongue would run.
Yeah.
So I'd be like, where do you work? Let's talk about that for a second. About, don't know where, do you work?
I wouldn't leave the offer weeks.
Yes.
James, I wouldn't leave the offer weeks.
I can't be spoken to like that.
Bro, I was so angry.
I bet.
Anyway.
Damn. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Bro. It's tough. Tough. Parents get so gassed when their brethren's are about.
They do.
Talk to the youths like nothing.
They do. I remember my dad. I remember when I was a kid. I think I wanted to be a physio.
Okay.
I think I might have said this before. I wanted to be a physio before I knew what a physio actually was.
Yeah. I wanted to be a physio way before uni because all I loved was football.
So yeah.
That's my gateway to football, being a physio.
I wanted to be a physio, because I didn't know what a physio actually did. Turns out they just rub man's leg. Didn't know that.
So I was like, physio,
because the careers advisor, whatever, I just said I want to be in sport.
Yeah.
And they just said, physio.
Physio, yeah.
So on track to doing that. My dad thought I worked as a physio for years.
Really?
Once we'd left uni for like, I don't know, 3 years after when I was personal training.
He was telling people.
He was telling people I was a physio.
My boy's a physiotherapist.
Yeah, he didn't know and he didn't care. So I had uncles saying like, how's the physiotherapy going?
And you're like, what?
I don't know, what?
I'm not in physiotherapy.
Fam, I'm not a physiotherapist. Jarring, bro. My dad didn't care. He just said whatever came to his head and got on with his day.
Oh, mad. He's just thinking it's roundabout.
Yeah, he does. Satin. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Ask him.
All I know is broke.
He's asking me for money all the time.
He must be on an internship. Yeah. Like,
oh God, hilarious.
Yeah, I'll learn what it's called when you start making
bread. Yeah.
Yeah, stop paying me back and I'll learn the job.
Facts though, bro.
My mum messaged me every day calling me a CEO. Yeah. She calls me, how's my CEO doing?
That's dope. How's my CEO? She's gassed.
She's gassed.
Yeah.
Tables have turned.
Yeah, my dad screenshotted me my Instagram numbers today.
Sick.
He said, them followers are bumping up.
Sick.
Yeah, he knows now.
He knows. Let's go.
Then back then he was saying physio sat on some bullshit. Some broke boy bullshit.
Facts, bro. My mom was like, oh, don't you work in the kitchen? From kitchen worker to CEO.
Yeah.
It took our time, but
they should
be
ashamed of themselves. Actually, deep in it, they should be they don't love us properly. Do you know what I mean? What do you mean from don't you work in a kitchen, run me a hot plate, to
how's my CEO?
Oh, because my money's up. How are you my mother or not?
Oh, my jaw hurts.
Oh, God, that's so funny.
Oh,
are you my mother or not, bro? Oh,
bro, they say
how's
they want.
My CEO?
It's hilarious, my G.
How's my CEO?
No, it's too funny. I love it.
Scumbags. I love it. So it's funny. Well played.
Anyway, what's a minor convenience that ruins your day? Waking up and see no notifications on your phone whatsoever.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's Mr. Unpopular.
Yeah,
sometimes I refresh my shit.
I'm thinking
I'll close
it
up and open it again because I think something's not going through.
I'll be looking at my data, my service, everything. Am I on airplane mode? What's going on? Nothing? 24 hours? Nothing?
Yeah, fam, because I slept.
Wow, yeah. Dropping an item and dropping a second item while bending over to pick up the first. Long. Very
your
long.
Your blood literally starts boiling.
Yeah.
Bubbling under your skin.
It's like, for God's sake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's annoying because you're in public. You can't kick off the way you want to. You want to dash the basket and kick everything
off
the floor.
You look psychotic.
Yeah.
So you got to compose yourself. You have to compose yourself.
Oh, God.
A fly that's bothering me that isn't targeting anyone else. Jarring.
Yeah, because you stink.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. You're just telling me I stink.
Jarring.
Do you know what one... Oh my God, you know what one annoys me, bro?
Tell me.
You know when you've got like the tiny, tiny little fruit flies or gnats or whatever, and on a hot day, they're just on your cheek and you just don't know. And it's only when you go like-
I'm with Ellis.
You never seen that?
Nah.
So you've never gone like this on a hot day and then you look and there's just a little black something there.
Never, bro.
Literally never.
Fuck both of you.
On my life, bro. That's never.
Edit that out or something then. Because if you want to embarrass me-
That's never happened in my entirety.
You've never had like a little something on your face?
Not by doing this and seeing a bug on my hand, my bro, never.
Swear.
Mothers.
Touch your face more then. And you can fuck off as well. Say the next one.
Mothers, that's never-
Shut up then.
On to the next.
Wow.
Wow. People coming into the cubicle next to me whilst I'm taking a shit. Facts.
100.
Facts.
Yeah, 100, because you fear everything.
Yeah, bro, you can't relax anymore.
You can't.
And it's, your 5 minute break has now turned to 15.
Yeah, bro.
Because you've got to be tactical with every single
your
block.
Your back pussy locks in.
That bussy?
Yeah, a bussy.
That bussy locks in, bro.
Bro, it's jarring.
Oh, my God.
I did that to someone the other day. Okay. He didn't care though.
Okay.
Cause I walked in to piss in the gym, I remember. And it's the same way that, listen, you man. One time Fia said the funniest bar to me and I've never forgot it.
What?
When we were in the airport in Heathrow, before we went to Austria, this guy went to take a piss. And he come out and he said, fam. He said there were men in the cubicle breathing like they're in hospital beds. Oh, I couldn't breathe. I got to breathe for like 10 minutes. Like they're in hospital beds.
Bro. They were fighting each other. They were regulating their breaths, my G. They were fighting each other in that cubicle.
I went to piss in the gym the other day. The bear in the cubicle next to me was literally like.
Yeah.
Like he just ran from treadmill to the toilet.
Oh, fighting for his life.
He was like, and he yanked the thing. So you know when he pulls the toilet roll?
Oh, okay.
And he goes, yeah. He was like, rip, wipe, brrr, rip, oh wipe, days. Just breathing the whole time. I was like,
oh
bah.
My days.
He has no manners. He knows I'm in here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He didn't care.
To be, I have to rate that.
I have to rate it because
that's what I'm here for. I'm in my four walls doing my thing. Mind your business. Facts. I have to rate it.
If I'm going to do it anyway, I'm going to do
it
here.
It's going
to
be here.
I'm keeping myself to myself.
Facts.
And I was doing this before you even got here.
Facts.
So leave me alone.
Facts. If you don't want to smell it anymore, dip.
Yeah.
If you don't want to see who caused this, dip.
Yeah, bro.
Facts, 100%
facts, bro. But yeah, when I'm in there, my toes leave the floor and my bussy locks up.
I have to wait for whoever's next door in the next cubicle to flush and dip.
Flush and
flush
kick
and
out.
Dip. And I have to wait a few seconds to hear that.
I want to hear the head of the hand dryer.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to hear that.
That's what I get.
My anus releases.
I let go.
Because now we're covered.
Because everything you hear through that is speculation.
Speculation. That not might have even been in this room.
Facts.
Yeah. Wow. I've never felt so relaxed. When that hand dryer's on, I let anything happen.
Quickly as well, because I don't know when the next I'm going to be free. I let it all hang out. Oh, jokes. All right, back to it. What's a minor inconvenience that ruins your day? When they address you by your name and say, can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Can I ask you a question is the dumbest question.
Yeah. Yeah, just say what you want to say. Don't put me on a pedestal.
There's this thing as well. Like, also, there's only so many words in my life that I'm going to hear.
Mm.
So you saying, can I ask you a question? That's six words. You're just wasting time.
Yeah,
asking me the question.
Yeah, facts.
Ask me the question. There's only so many words my ears will ever hear.
Open-ended.
And you could be denying me from just majesty. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you completely. I'm telling you, all these open-ended questions are long.
100, yeah.
Being left on read. Facts.
Yeah, that will ruin your day. Especially from someone special.
Special?
Yeah,
that will ruin your day.
Wow.
Dropping my keys at the door when I have to shit really bad.
Damn. One time, I hate to make it a shitty conversation.
Yeah.
but yeah, one time I remember rocking.
Yeah.
I ran in the door.
Yeah.
Had to dip upstairs, shit. And then obviously, once you finish shitting, you're not thinking, just bliss.
So I went
and hopped. I remember I came up because I was in my ensuite, wiped, flushed, washed my hands, skipped out of the bathroom and jumped on my bed for like one of these foot kicky ones on my phone. Like 45 minutes later, I went down to get a drink. The door was swinging open with the keys on the outside, dangling. I forgot what kind of rush I was in.
No!
Bro.
Wow.
100%, yes.
Wow.
Yes, bro.
I bet when you walked downstairs and saw the door open, you thought there's an intruder in the yard.
I said,
you would have thought there's an intruder in the yard.
Bro.
Oh my God. That's
scary.
Fair. That's scary. Damn. Yeah.
Because I was my most vulnerable 45 minutes ago, I was my most vulnerable. So who's here?
Bro, they would have stormed in. Literally like the role play that you said to me a few months ago.
There's not a worse time for a man to bust in there.
And while you're brucking,
what?
Vulnerable. Boxes to ankles, vulnerable.
There's nothing, you can't fight him. You can't, because he's seen it a mile away.
It's them ones. I know for a fact if it was me, if I'm in a situation where I'm running to the toilet or like trying to get my keys in, I'm running to the toilet, boxes to the ankles, and my top's off. My top's off.
Yeah.
Because I'm vibrating and I'm sweating.
Sometimes
my top is off.
Sometimes my stomach's so painful.
Yeah.
When I'm really bad.
Yeah.
When I've got like poison something. Sometimes. Oh God.
Poison.
When I got some kind of poison. You have to get a poison out. Sometimes. You know when yats tie their top up and then tuck it through there.
Yeah.
I have to like. I if there's no flannels nearby or hand towels that I can like grind here.
Yeah.
Or like you want to buy something because your stomach is turning. Yeah. I need to do this.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll wrap my top up. And it ends up being like a little crop top thing. And I'm there just rocking.
Do you know what I do? Do you know what tactic I use, right? So a lot of the time, if there's poison in me that I'm trying to get out, usually 9 times out of 10, I'm hunched over.
I'm
just like, on my phone, I'm literally head in hand like this, brucking, especially one of them ones where it's when you've just woken up. It's in the morning, like, and you hung over night out, whatever.
Oh my
you're
God.
You woken up and there's poison in you and you need to get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just like this. Brucking. But the tactic I do, instead of leaning forward, I sit up.
Yeah.
And let the whole thing flush out.
Let that sit up and let the whole thing flush out.
Swear.
Yeah, it helps.
Oh, nothing helps me through that, but just bearing through it. Just breath work. Wow, it's nasty.
Oh my
God. And sometimes I'm on my phone, I can't focus.
Yeah.
I lock the phone and dash it. I can't.
Cause whatever's turtling is hurting at the moment, yeah. Hilarious.
Oh,
hilarious,
God.
Hilarious. Right, I'm gonna speed through these last ones, yeah?
What's
a minor inconvenience that ruins your day? An unnecessary I miss you, Bax.
Damn, when Heartbreak Hotel.
Of course, when my finger slips through the toilet paper and I get shit on my fingers. I think that's happened to everyone.
It has happened
that
to everyone.
It has to have happened
it has
to
happened
everyone.
To literally and everyone. It's that, the worst. It's the worst.
That is an inconvenience.
I scream when it happens to me.
Oh, you start looking at the tissue like it's their fault.
Yeah. Bro, and you ever... Damn, this is a very, very, very...
Period episode.
Yeah, fecal-based conversation. Bro, you get doo-doo under that fingernail, good luck getting that out. That smell will stick with you, bro.
It's like turmeric.
Yeah.
It just stays there.
It's like
turmeric. That bitch stays there for days. You season chicken with turmeric with your bare hands?
No, you can't mess with turmeric, boy.
You can't get it off.
With that spice. That ain't coming off, bro. Yeah, that doo-doo, that stench.
Oh my
God. I have to get the nail brush and go after it. Soap after soap after soap. It's not going anywhere.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
God. It's like turmeric. Wow, that's so specific. So on point.
Well, you can't get that bitch off.
You can't.
When your boyfriend keeps calling you whilst you're at your sneaky Link's house.
Oh, that will ruin your
that
day.
Would ruin
everyone.
Because
that level of guilt?
Yeah.
Nah.
Damn. When you switch your electric toothbrush on, and the vibrations aren't vibrating.
Yep. That's me to a T.
Yep.
So frustrating. It dies mid-brush, and you just have to manually the way through, because they're not built for manual.
Yeah, they're not. It's not the same dexterity. Yeah, it's not tough enough.
They're not built for that.
That sus count
Man. They're not built for that thing there. So it's jarring, bro. Anyway, go on.
Driving behind someone that's doing the speed limit. That's so annoying. That's so annoying. Me every day. My boyfriend's son.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. My boyfriend's son. Having a boner at the wrong time and place.
Yep.
Every male has been there.
Yep.
So every
I don't
guy
think women
there.
Really appreciate how bad it is.
Facts.
Especially like 14 to 19.
Yes.
That
yes.
era.
Yes. That teenage.
It's literally not funny.
Yeah. It's not funny. It's not our fault.
Yeah.
We just get horny.
Yeah. Facts.
Dropping loose change on the ground and picking it up in front of people.
Yeah.
That's... Oh, I would...
Especially when you can't
it.
Get your nail under there to scoop it.
And you're just there for ages.
You're just there like...
I'm letting it go.
Yeah.
I'm literally letting it go.
Yeah.
When you walk into a room to do something, but you forget what it was.
Bro.
That's every human being. I do that almost every day. It drives me insane.
Literally, especially if it's upstairs, because I leap and bound up the stairs, run into my room, and I'm just like,
why am I here?
What am I doing here?
Oh, it's so
just like plopping the pillows and stuff. And then you wait until you get in the car
Oh, bro, I circulate the room. I was like, whatever I was looking for is going to pop up because I can't remember.
I'm not leaving this room until I find out.
It drives me insane.
Right,
anyway,
guys.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show, guys. Welcome back. Thank you for having us in your living rooms, bedrooms, trains, cars, in your ears, in there, man. Today, I've already said it, but I'll say it again. Please, guys, if you want to dodge yourself into the cult baby situation that we've got over here at SNG Studios, head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs.
Yes, sir.
Real quick, head on over there and donate a lovely £3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the P to your boys and your daddies at SNG.
Yes, sir.
And you're in. That's all it takes.
That's literally all it takes.
Little sign-up fee and you're in.
That's it.
And then...
You have access to so much.
Access to everything that you could ever want. Everything you could ever want. Over there, your daddies are there just ruling stuff.
Standard.
Just puppeteering.
Standard.
There's tings over there. There's brares over there. Someone commented and said, I didn't know everyone in the Discord was so sexy. Hey, someone said that the other day.
Come on.
I didn't know everyone in the Discord was so sexy.
Come on. You could be part of that.
And it was a girl that said that.
There you go. You could be part of that.
Bro, so you could be joining in on that. There's people chirps in, lips in, and grips in over
Standard.
There.
Standard.
And you're just over here on YouTube doing what?
Not subscribing. That's what you're doing.
Not subscribing, which brings me to my next point. If you are on YouTube, start subscribing.
Facts.
There's a little red button there, and some of you just adamant. you're adamant, just bullyish, adamant not to press it. You don't want what's best for us.
And that's what's best for us is the 1 mil plaque.
And that literally is after, I'm gonna, this is how much it means to me. I won't make any more noise about subscribers after that.
Facts.
I won't I won't make any more noise about subscribers. Once that gold thing's sitting there, you man won't hear me say subscriber again. Unless I'm just licking your asses. Yeah. Unless I say thanks for stuff. I ain't gonna ask you man to do nothing. So just get us there and daddy shuts up.
That's it.
I'm over it.
Yeah, mate. Not too long to go.
Yeah, boy. And for everyone who's listening, please follow the channel. Please give us a nice review. 5 stars is preferable, but whatever you say, please say it with your chest.
Let's go.
And again, Rem is not in the studio today. He'll be back next week. Yes, so until then, no top five. People were not happy about there not being a top five.
Mm, I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised because I have such a love hate with
top five. Yeah, I know you do. And they know that you have a love hate.
They know that I have a love hate for it. But when he gets back, we'll jump into that as well.
Yes, sir.
So before we carry on.
Talk to me.
I finished Succession.
Where are you up to, Ellis? I have not finished it.
Right, I've got 4 episodes left. I'm on season 4.
Oh, you might have both ahead of me. Yeah, I can say everything that I've seen there because I think I'm on episode 5, I want to believe. I think I'm on the episode after he's obviously, That's the episode.
My theory is right.
Not exactly, because you said it's a season 3 finale.
Yeah, but it still happened.
It still happened, but lots of stuff
happened. Before I was crazy.
Lots of stuff happened before. Last thing I've seen was the episode after he passed away. Obviously, they were all in his yard. His little sightings, little sister tried to get her stuff. She dropped all the stuff on the floor. Shit buckled on the floor at the end of the episode. Yeah. Like, get off me.
Yeah.
That's the last thing I've watched. You finished it, right?
I finished it.
So
juicy.
Those 10 out of 10 episodes, were they 10 out of 10?
So which ones were they? Because Elliot said that
I'm pretty sure it's the last two.
I think number 10 only came out like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I think it's like 7, 8 or 6 and 7 or something like
number
that.
Number 8?
Yeah.
Because this is what me and Ellis had a call yesterday.
Okay.
Number 8 has to be on there. Can you Google it and see which ones they are? Because I swear to God, when I was watching it, because I intentionally didn't check which ones were the 10 out of 10 to see if I could deep which ones they want. Yeah. Number 8 has to be one of them.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Mm. I promise you I was sat on the edge of my seat from the beginning of the episode to the end of the episode.
Mad.
It was phenomenal.
Mad. Say less.
It was phenomenal.
Say less.
Episode 10 bangs as well. The season finale.
Is it?
It is 9 in 10.
Is it really?
It's 9 in 10.
What did them episode?
Oh wait, no, it's not. Sorry, it's season. This is saying it's season 3, episode 9, and season 2, episode 10.
Nah, bro, it's season 4.
They have a 10. They
it's 100% season 4.
Let me see. Where's IMDb? It's on IMDb, right?
Yeah, and it says they're the best. It says they're the best episodes rated.
Oh God, Connor's wedding was a deep episode.
Oh God, yeah. Connor's wedding 9.9 out of 10. I've seen that one.
Episodes of Succession,
season 3, episode 9. Yeah.
9.8, 9.1. So where's the perfect 10s then? Because he's just saying 9.8, 9 point something. Never mind. Well, Connor's wedding was definitely up there for me. You guys have both seen Connor's wedding now.
Yeah, I've seen Connor's wedding. That's the episode he passed away now.
Yeah.
Yeah, episode 3 on the plane, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah, so that was phenomenal.
Yeah.
In my opinion, episode 8 was probably the best episode I've seen.
Say less.
So the ending is mad.
Is any potential season 5 or nah?
I hope for their sake they don't do a season 5.
Okay.
Because the way they've left things is like it's all sewn up.
Okay.
And like it's one of them ones, if they do start a season 5, there's no, so basically the end of season 4, there's no loose ends.
Okay.
So if they do start season 5, they're gonna have to start some again. Shit again, and it's just not worth it.
Okay.
But fantastic series.
Say less. So when did you finish that, by the way?
Yesterday afternoon.
Okay. So I'm assuming you've not watched anything else bar Succession until...
I watched 2 episodes last night of that Disney Plus anime.
Oh yeah, that's still on my watch list.
Tengoku Daimakyo, really good.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm thoroughly, I'm on like episode 5 or 6, thoroughly enjoying it.
Oh gang, okay.
They love a cliffhanger.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Last night I slammed my laptop closed just out of frustration. Okay. Just out of frustration, bro. It's so juicy.
Okay.
So I'm enjoying it like plot wise. I haven't enjoyed an anime like this since God knows when.
Okay.
Just talking purely plot-wise.
Okay.
It's like, I haven't enjoyed a plot as good as this since Promised Neverland.
Okay.
And that was that like yet. 2 years, season one of Promised Neverland. Yeah. Probably like 2 years.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Fwakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low. So let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know? I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Tell the truth. You got the winter blues.
Yeah, I need sun.
You got that seasonal D?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/gigspod. Okay. 3 years ago that came out. Really good.
So nice.
Really, really good. So yeah, I would have definitely advised that. But yeah, Succession was, wow, it became part of me.
I bet. It is a part of me too. There are days where I just sit there and binge it from afternoon
to night. Binging it, bro. Mm. So yeah, to afternoon to night, where I would like fall asleep at night, like close my laptop and then open my laptop first thing in the morning, just carry on watching it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was so in there, bro.
By the time we record next episode, I'll be done.
Yeah,
we can.
Me too.
By the time you guys are finished, you're gonna watch an emotional breakdown from all of them. From Kendall.
Yeah.
Different episodes.
Yeah.
Kendall.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, he stays breaking down. Yeah. Roman.
Okay.
And Shiv.
Okay.
All separate times.
Okay.
They lose it at times, bro.
Okay.
Wow. Say less. Wow. The ending's. Wow, bro.
Okay.
Wow. The ending's good.
Okay.
Wow. The ending's good, bro. Okay, I think Greg remains my.
Yeah.
My favorite guy. There's one bit I'm gonna have to spoil it for you, man. It doesn't relate to the story whatsoever.
Okay.
There's one bit I have to give Greg his flowers. He stands up to Tom in one episode.
Okay. Good.
He stands up to Tom. There's one time, because you know how Tom just bullies him.
Yeah, always.
Greg does something that pisses Tom off, and then Tom finds out about it. Mm. So he goes, he corners him. He takes him into like a bathroom or whatever. Corners him. He's like, what's going on? Swear. And he like loses it and starts like pushing Greg around.
Yeah.
And Greg's like, stop. Yeah, well, typical.
Yeah.
Tom smacks him in his face. Greg smacks him back.
Oh.
Stands up, smacks him back. Gag. Stares at him.
Gag. Yes.
Yeah, Tom would have been like, rah. Like,
I didn't know you had this in you.
Tom wanted to do something else, but then Greg stepped forward again, and Tom just said,
Okay.
I was like, let's go.
Come up, because he needed it.
I love Greg in
he
that show.
He needed it,
I love him.
Damn, he needed that.
Wow, what an ending.
Okay.
Really, really thoroughly enjoyed that show.
Gang.
Fuck, I loved it, bro. Yeah.
Nice. I can't wait to, like I said, next time we record on Monday, I'll be up to date and we can discuss fully. All right.
Me too. Gang. Me too. All right, cool. So you've got a story for us.
I have got a story for you guys. So this was sent to me on Instagram and I'm just going to read away.
Okay, cool. So this is not a dilemma. They're not asking for help. It's not am I the asshole? They're not nothing. It's just a story.
It's just a story, bro.
Okay, I like this sometimes.
It's just a story. I read it the other day and it's, yeah, I'll let you decide and judge.
All right, say less.
My neighbor has a wife or a girlfriend. I've seen them kiss, hold hands, all of that. During the day, when his wife is at work, I notice another girl that was coming over during the day. Didn't think anything of it at first. I was minding my business. But their door is like right next to mine. And I see her every day coming over, stay for about an hour or so and leave. So I was like, man, let me do some detective work.
Of course.
I started noticing when she was leaving, she always has a hood on, always. And she scurried down the steps and go straight to her car, quick, and then leave. He didn't walk with her, nothing, just show up and then left. The next day, I go outside to my car where I had parked in a handicap. Yes, I know, I shouldn't have, forgive me. but that's not what this is about. Well, I come downstairs, there's a cop by my car and Greg, and he says to the cop, it's his car, pointing at me. The cop asked if it's mine. I say yes, and the cop writes me a ticket. I give Greg, and Greg gives me the look and just walks off while I'm standing there getting a ticket issued to me. Like, seriously? So I'm sitting there thinking, oh, Gregory, you have no idea what you've just done.
Oh, no. So wait. So just to pause.
Yeah.
Greg, at this point, all Greg's done is just say, this is not my car, it's his.
Yes.
He didn't call no cops to say someone's parked in a handicap.
I don't know.
That's so read that bit again.
That's not what's in the story. It doesn't say that anyone's called anything. So the next day I go outside where I parked in a handicap. Yes or no, shouldn't have, forgive me. But that's not what this story's about. Well, I come downstairs and there's a cop by my car and Greg. And he says to me, and he says to the cop, it's his car, and points at me.
Okay.
So I think the cop is just asking about.
And yeah, Greg happens to be there.
And it says, it's his car.
So a man said, Greg, you don't know what you've done.
Don't know what you've done. He's just issued a ticket. Say less.
It sounds like he was going to get a ticket regardless, but hey, all right, fair enough.
So I'm sitting here thinking, oh, Gregory, you have no idea what you've just done. So I'm just waiting until I see Greg's wife again. I'm throwing this man under the bus like a mechanic.
Oh my days,
I couldn't wait. So I head to get food that night, and what do you know? Her and I pull up at the same time. Man, life sure is sweet, Greg. I say, hey, you're Greg's wife, right? She says, yes, why? And I couldn't wait to tell her what I'd plotted. Been planning this all day.
Raw.
I said, I haven't met you yet, but I met Greg and his sister earlier today. She seems sweet. She said, his sister? I said, yeah, she was up there today. She's been coming a lot lately.
Bruh!
Sibling love, eh?
Bruh!
She said, Greg doesn't have a sister. I said, oh man. Didn't know what else to say, so I just headed upstairs. Enjoying my food while hearing Greg be told to leave. He's gone, my stomach is full, and my car is in handicap. What a life.
Man just partner again.
Partner again, and that was it. Imagine.
She'd have to tell me who told you this.
Facts, bro.
Because, like, obviously, this is not, we don't condone this kind of behavior, yeah. But bro code is bro code,
Yeah, yeah.
So you mean to tell me, because you parked illegally and I wasn't willing to take the rap,
yeah,
and you got written up a ticket, you're trying to hop me up.
Now we're just breaking marriages. This is what we're doing.
We're ruining households.
This is what we're doing because of a ticket. Nah,
I know, bro. I said in the Patreon episode, I'm just not petty enough.
Yeah, yeah.
But I promise you I'm petty enough for that.
Yeah, because that's unnecessarily calculated, meticulous attack.
Calculated, meticulous attack is exactly
that's exactly what that is.
What that is.
And it's uncalled for.
Over a ticket.
Over a ticket, you know. Big man.
I'm kicking down your door.
Fam, you need to mind your business.
Yes, 100%. I promise you I'm kicking, because in my head at that moment, I've got nothing to lose.
Rago. I've lost it all already.
Yeah, I've got no home.
Yeah.
So facts. If I get arrested tonight, at least I've got somewhere to sleep.
Facts.
So it's going off.
I've already got a ticket. I might as well get arrested.
Bro, it's game over, yeah. Bro. I'm kicking down your door. What do you mean you told my wife about her?
Yeah, that.
I had it all sussed out.
That is just, nah, man.
And you're just upstairs eating. Satisfying yourself.
Satisfied, still parked in a handicap.
Nah, bro, his car is getting written off that same night.
Same night, rags. It has to be. It has to, bro.
Oh.
That's peak. That's very peak. Stay in your lane and don't ruin people's lives. Long story short.
That's a juicy story,
that
though.
That was juicy.
Man said, oh, Greg, you have no idea what you've just done. I'm telling you, we said it before, these Americans, bro, I can tell it's American.
Yeah, 100%, bro.
Chill out.
They don't mind their business.
They literally,
bro.
They really don't mind their business.
They don't mind their
Not
business.
In the slightest. That's frustrating.
It is frustrating. It really, really, really is.
Obviously, don't
bro.
Cheat. And then especially don't cheat in your own yard. Plus, every day.
Yeah, see, that's... It's one of those ones where he was... Not Gregory was bound to get caught.
100%.
He was bound to slip up and do something. Because one, you're probably bringing her quote-unquote sister around the yard exactly around the same time every single day. She's doing the same routine, parking down the road, walking up. Getting banged for an hour, coming out, hood on and scurrying back to the car. She's doing the same routine.
Also, if you're not hooded up when you come in, why are you going to bother with the hood on the way out?
Like, come on, bro. Like, it's if you want to pattern something up properly, just pattern it well.
Yeah, that's just so stupid. You deserve to get caught.
You fact, you 100% deserve to get caught. You're in your marital home. Yeah. You have no respect.
Zero. And obviously it's in the marital bed.
Yeah, obviously.
I'm not banging her in the kitchen every day. We have to do our traditional stuff sometimes.
Sometimes. I need comfort. It's not all fun. I need comfort too. But yeah, you deserve to get caught and you deserve to get out because you're silly. But anyway, am I the arsehole?
All right, say less.
Am I the arsehole for telling my niece to stay in the closet until she gets her inheritance? My niece is 17. She's a female, obviously. I'm 42, male. Recently confided in me that she is a lesbian. I supported her, let her know I'd be there, etc, usual ally stuff. However, she told me she's going to come out to the whole world this week. I let her know she should absolutely wait for her grandparents, my parents, to pass away. My father is incredibly wealthy and has tens of millions of dollars in assets that he'll be passing down once he's gone. My father is a raging homophobe who has flat out stated any gay individual in our family would be written out of the will. And to make sure the rest of us don't just split the money with the gay relative, they will instead have the portion of the inheritance put aside for the family member and donated to charitable causes instead. The money will be erased from the inheritance. Since both my father and mother are incredibly poor health, stage 4 cancer and debilitating dementia respectively, I told Manny she should stay in the closet for a while longer. If she comes out as a lesbian and find out, she will quite literally lose out on $7 million. She was a little sad, but was also appreciative that since that is obviously life-changing amount of money and that will allow her to live a luxurious life until she dies. My wife, however, said that I'm being an arsehole. I'm telling her this poor girl to hide who she is to appease these old bigots. That is true, and I am asking her to appease the old bigots, but I feel like her quality of life will be much better with $7 million at a cost of 1 to 2 years in the closet at most. I have seen my father's will, and I know who is getting what. My niece is definitely getting $7 million, and as long as my father doesn't rewrite or edit the will. Am I the arsehole for telling my niece to stay in the closet so she can be a millionaire?
That's a really, really, really good am I the arsehole.
Yeah.
That's a really, really good one.
That is a good one.
I enjoyed that thoroughly. Personal, I don't think you're an arsehole at all. Because
especially if she appreciated that.
Yeah, if she said she appreciates the advice, because one, how can I be an arsehole if I don't stand to gain anything from telling her to do this?
Yeah.
I'm getting my money.
Yeah, regardless.
Regardless of what you do, I'm getting my money. So I'm purely looking out for you.
Facts.
And this whole like coming out thing, like don't get me wrong, I'm sure, obviously never done it yet, but I'm sure coming out is a very important, like almost like a coming of age situation.
Yeah.
Freeing, liberating, powerful moment.
Yeah.
But this whole like, she's hiding her identity to appease bigots. It's like, I don't necessarily believe in that because it's like, define hiding your identity. There's a million people in your life that you're gonna meet every day that have no idea that you're gay.
Yeah.
And you're not even gonna bother to mention it.
Yeah.
And it should be so intertwined in your life, in my opinion, that you shouldn't feel the need to tell everyone that you're gay. It shouldn't make that much of a difference.
Yeah, yeah.
So why is
it's not part of normal conversation?
It's not part of normal conversation, and it doesn't it's not part of your identity. Mm. It's like it's like part of like obviously who you are, but it's not what defines you is what I'm trying to say.
It is part of
your identity. It's not what defines you. So whether you tell them or not doesn't affect how you live your life.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect how you move.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect the things you do.
Yeah.
So if he's saying, bro, I wouldn't tell them, you know, because if you do, this guy's an asshole and he's gonna take 7 M's off of you. Just take the 7 M's and you're still gonna be eating pom. Just go eat pom, not in granddad's face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't let him find out.
Don't let him find out, bro.
Don't let granddad find out.
Yeah, just
that's a, 7 M's.
Seven M's, about. Don't be stupid.
Yeah, facts.
Don't be
Let's
stupid.
Not be dumb out here, man.
Bro.
Come on.
That's all this emotion stuff. That's all this emotion chat, bro.
Grab my wife to the side and went, what are you doing?
What are you actually doing? That's 7 M's we're talking
seven
about for my
M's. How about you give up 7 M's?
Facts.
How about you tell granddad something he don't want to hear?
Facts.
And we'll talk about who's a bigger.
We'll see what M's you get.
Yeah, facts. You're not even in the world. It's easy for you to say.
Facts.
You'll be grips of my M's.
Yeah, facts.
For sure. Why don't I go tell him I'm gay? And we'll see what comes out of your mouth.
Exactly. You'll be saying, Daddy, please.
Daddy, don't do
Daddy,
it.
Daddy, don't do it. I need a new wallet. I need a new
I need that whip, bro. I need a Birkin.
Oh, my days,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah. You've been looking at yards.
Facts.
I see you. Ah. I see you shopping for yards, and you're going to tell me, yeah, shut your mouth, bro.
How about I tell my dad I'm gay? What are you going to say, Dad?
Factual, who do you think you are?
Factual.
Because, yeah, like I said, he doesn't stand to gain anything from this.
He literally doesn't. He literally does. He's definitely not an arsehole. I feel like he's doing the best thing as an uncle.
Yeah.
He's really looking out for his niece.
Especially if he's seen the will. Yeah. He knows what she's getting.
Exactly.
And then, in my opinion, he would be an arsehole to not say anything.
In fact, a bigger arsehole.
If he was just not say anything at all, and just be like, yeah, do your thing. Knowing what's going to happen if she does. Yeah, yeah. That's an asshole behavior.
That is very much so.
7 M's is literally life-changing money. And you're going to do all right for the rest of your life.
Facts, facts.
You don't need to work again for the rest of your life. Facts. So that's stupid behavior. Yeah.
Good am I the asshole though.
Juicy am I the asshole. That's one of my favorites ever.
Yeah, very good am I the asshole.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That's mad.
That is mad.
Also, I know he doesn't sign anything to gain, but he's probably a bit like, if I deep it, he's probably a bit nervous thinking, bruh, if she does come out.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to get right out of the way myself.
Okay.
So if she comes out.
Yeah.
And he writes her out the will.
Yeah.
And doesn't chat to her and all this kind of stuff.
The granddad.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to have to defend her.
The niece.
Yeah. And I don't want that kind of conflict.
Yeah, this is my pop.
Yeah. I don't want him writing me out nothing.
3.5. Give me half. Give me half at least, yeah, pops. Yeah, it's not yeah, me, yeah. But you know, I've got to defend
come
my
on,
niece.
She's a child.
She's a child, bro. I've got to defend her, but I need M's.
Yeah, facts.
I need M's.
Yeah, I'm your child.
Yeah. I'm your child, and I've mentally planned and spent.
Yeah.
I'm mentally
I've been window shopping for years, please.
I need it.
Yeah, and I
made promises I can't keep.
Listen to your breathing, bro. You've got not long left.
You haven't.
We're so close.
Do the right thing.
We're so close.
I've been tapping my mum, please.
Yeah, my mum.
Talk to him. She's got dementia.
What's your
name? Talk to him. She's got dementia. Talk to him, please. I'll be trying to coerce a conversation.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, my days. That's crazy.
Yeah, I have no idea. I'm so happy that my dad's obviously does all right, but I don't think he's got M's for me.
Yeah.
I don't think he's got M's for me. Yeah. So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
I'm so but grateful for that.
I'm
boy.
Grateful I'm holding my own right now.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm grateful.
Bro, because I'm not, because it's always the man them that got M's that are tyrants.
Yeah.
They're always the man that got that thing over you that are tyrants. Same thing in Succession. Yeah. Greg's granddad?
Yeah.
He had him running around, bro. He had 250 M's for him.
That?
Yeah, that's crazy. I'll do what you tell me to do.
Factual.
But I'd need like...
I need to see some.
Yeah.
You can't just say to me, there's 250 M's waiting
because,
for you.
Because you change your mind all the time.
All the time.
So I need a contract saying no matter what, I'm getting this 250.
Yeah.
But the granddad was never going to play that kind of game.
Never.
Because he'd be like, yeah, you're a bloodsucker. Get away from
facts, me. Facts, he is. The granddad knows.
When man said it's about 250 M's, I was like,
that's... What? And it was what? Only a 3% stake or something like that?
Yeah, ridiculous.
Wow, that's about 250 M's.
Waystar Royco, they make billions.
Yeah, that's a money show.
Billions. Oh my God. I was going to talk about it more, but
you can't.
Oh, so juicy, bro.
Next week, I promise.
Damn.
Yeah.
Right.
Soon come.
You've got a thread for us to finish on, yeah?
Yes, sir. Right. So this thread was a post on Instagram, and it was just all of the comments, but I wrote the comments down on my phone.
All right, gang.
So the thread was, comment like a hurt girl on her IG story.
Okay. Yeah.
So I've just wrote down a few. She was a deer, but she was afraid to hunt.
Oh my God.
Sorry, he was afraid to hunt.
She was a deer,
but he was afraid to hunt.
Shut your mouth, bro.
She was a deer, and he was a Honda Civic. He hit and drove off. Oh my days. I can buy my own flowers. She was an open book, but he was illiterate.
Shut up. That was so jarring, man.
It was an open book, but he was illiterate.
Why is it among females, it's never her fault?
It is never.
She's never just butters. Do you know what I mean?
Or annoying, or
she's
whatever.
She's never just butters or annoying.
Manipulative.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Gaslighting.
Gaslighting.
Bro, it's never her fault. She was an open book, but homeboy couldn't read. Get out of my face, man. Literally get out of my face, bro.
Oh, days.
And I know it's like, no fat brethren of the girl I've just pied could ever come to me and tell me she's an open book, but you're just illiterate. Because obviously it's the fat brethren.
Facts.
It's not her.
Facts.
And sometimes it is her. And that's just obviously like, shut up.
What were we lying about?
Yeah, yeah.
What are we actually lying about here?
You can't lie to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know you. All right. If he wanted to, he would. Standard.
That is kind of, sometimes it's true. Sometimes it's also sharp.
Yeah. Working out because we didn't. This is my favorite.
No.
Right?
No. Working out because we didn't.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Literally shut up.
Wow, that's funny.
This one is my favorite one. Realize.
Realize.
Oh my God.
All right, Nicki Minaj, sharp, man.
Oh, that's jokes.
Oh my days. I don't regret the love I gave because you probably needed it.
All right, this is
backhanded.
This is brutal.
She was a fairy, but he clipped her wings.
Yeah.
You lost the moon while staring at the stars. Man was stargazing.
Oh, facts, bro. Them stars were bright.
They were bright.
And the moon don't do nothing.
Yeah, it just stays
there. It just stays there.
It's just been there.
Yeah, get active. These mans are darting across
get
the sky.
Get active! Do something for me.
Bro, these are sparkling.
Facts, man. Shooting.
Yeah, I'm making wishes up there. Do something.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, that's funny. You're just too reliable.
Oh, my days. I got a few more.
Yeah.
Comment like a hurt girl on her IG story. My son is my king. Hurt people.
Yeah, sharp.
I wish you the best, but you already had that.
Oh! This game is so, wow, this is so triggering.
Find a guy that ruins your lipstick, not your mascara.
Yeah, I've actually seen that one before.
I didn't turn the page, I closed the book.
That was sweet in me. She was done.
Bro.
She was done.
Oh my days.
I didn't change the page. I closed the book. She had enough, bro.
Yeah, 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 literally.
She had enough. But yeah, that was it.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
That was it. Wrapped up.
That's hilarious, bro. I can't stand indirects.
Oh, bro, say
indirect
at me.
Foolishness.
Just at me. Just
yeah,
tell me
say something to me. Do you know, I'm contemplating like unfollowing Shadeboro, you know?
I think about that quite a bit.
Swear.
Not just Shadeboro, but like all of them. Like Shadeboro, not just whatever. There's another one. NTV.
Yeah, because I like them for memes and shit.
That's the
and
thing.
Tweets and
that's
threads. The they that's do good the ones. But when I'm seeing like, when's Steph gonna leave Burna Boy alone? Join.
Oh.
Cause she's legged.
Just random shit like
bro.
That. Yeah.
It's
that's
jarring.
Hilarious. When's Steph gonna leave Burna Boy alone?
Bro, I can't stand to look at it all the time.
Oh, the ones I hate is when they post a picture or a still of something, for example, UFO sighting, blah, blah, blah. They describe everything that happened. I'll click the link in our bio. Yeah. Show me the video.
Facts.
Show me the video. I'm not going to your page.
Yeah.
Show
bro.
Me the video.
They click the link in the bio is so bad.
Because you
bro.
Have to search through so
and
many
sometimes
videos.
They're even adding it on a different page.
Yeah, it's like.
For the full details, go to this page.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, it's jarring, bro. Yeah. But yeah, I can't
I
take
you.
The celebrity gossip.
I hear you.
And I can't stand to see. What I hate is when Shadeboro will post something about you.
Yeah.
And then. You, as the celebrity, in the crosshairs,
yeah.
head to Twitter to defend yourself,
yeah, yeah.
and then they post the defense. Yeah. Jarring, bro, you can't win this game.
Oh, that happened with, was it Krept or was it Conan?
It was Krept.
Krept, yeah, but he's defending his girl or his new girl
or something like that.
He's tweeting and reposting.
They're just reposting. You're giving it bare ammo, bro. It's embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. Just stop.
Yeah. That's long.
Because they did that. Because this one went about with the Steph London thing.
Yes.
She tweeted something the other day.
Yeah.
Miscellaneous tweet.
Yeah.
And then they took it and was like, looks like she's still upset about Burna's new thing.
Yeah.
And then she had to take to it again. And say, I wasn't even chatting about her.
Yeah.
This is who I was chatting about.
Yeah.
And I'm like, stop doing this.
Yeah. Why are you fueling
You're
the fire?
You're so lame. Just get on with your life.
Yeah, facts. But it must get jarring. But then again,
of course it gets jarring.
I feel like if you're a celebrity at that status or at that your pinnacle of that status or whatever, you're gonna get indirects every day.
Facts.
Every day. So just crack on.
Literally crack on, bro. And if that's the thing as well, they're like little, it's like when you're getting bullied at school,
yeah.
and your mum's like, just pay them no attention,
yeah.
they'll get bored.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Shade Bar is like.
They at
the people consistently that they know are gonna get triggered and head straight to Twitter. They're refreshing your feed. Because as soon as you reply, they're like, gang.
Yeah,
screenshot, bang.
Here we go. I've got him.
Let's go.
Yeah.
If they do it to you and you just air it,
yeah.
they'll allow you.
Fact.
This is when you man see me on a keyboard to it. Then my face is in there. And I'm like, yo.
Jokes.
Brother. But yeah, man. Anyway, guys, we're going to leave it there.
We are, man.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
This
has been a Peng One.
Yes, sir.
Enjoy the summer.
Yeah,
it's Smooth Sack summer.
Facts.
City boys are up.
Facts.
Let's get after it.
Yes, sir.
And as always, love.
Gang.
God bless.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.